As I fasten my camel hair coat, preparing to leave my cottage, the small calendar hanging in the hall near to the telephone catches my attention. Tutting at my lack of self-discipline, I automatically turn it to a new month. Yesterday, I failed to be organized, which is unusual for me. The sight of a daffodil garden in Hopedale brings a smile. But my stomach tightens as I glance at today's date, just like it does every year. The date is etched in my memory. It doesn't need to be marked on the calendar. The 2nd of April, a fateful day of betrayal, forever altering my life. It happened nearly a quarter of a century ago, but it only seems like yesterday. As I stand rigid, images from those days long ago flood my mind. Time has passed, but the memories endure. The remembered passion followed by such harsh, unfeeling treachery is hard to bear. My prayers have been in vain. God won't release me from the torment of what happened on that day. To my surprise, I discovered a reaction within me I didn't know I had, despite my usual religious and mild-mannered nature. Since that day, thoughts of revenge have haunted my mind. When my world collapsed around me that spring, fury burned inside me, and I would have killed them both without a second thought.